Welcome to the Story Weaver podcast. I'm your host, Bronrauk Mitchell. Come, sit with me under the story tree as I weave a tale or two for you.
Greetings and salutations, and welcome to Poetry with Bron. I'm Bronrauk Mitchell, aka the Story Weaver. Today I'll be reading some of my own poetry. As always, my poetry comes with content warning. I deal with subject matters such as loss, heartbreak, abuse, depression, trauma, and while I write in a number of styles, I favour free verse, which I know isn't for everyone. Reflections. I stand before you, naked to the core, holding myself up to your scrutiny. Can you look through the shadows and tell me honestly what you see? Silence, the only answer. Frustrated, I smash my fist into the mirror. Momentarily, minute cracks appear, far below the surface, deepening as the seconds pass, until my reflection shatters and the pieces rain down at my feet. Hundreds of eyes, mine, stare back at me. No secrets, no lies, no more. Growing older. She didn't take growing older for granted. There were days when she battled hard just to make it through the long dark night. So, if she did have the privilege of growing old, she promised herself she'd do so on her own terms, as disgracefully as possible. Haunting melody. To her, you're now a half-forgotten song. The words may have faded from memory, but the haunting melody lingers in her heart. Speak your truth. They'll cheer you and applaud you as you find your voice and speak your truth, but only for as long as you are saying exactly what they want to hear. Love's obituary. Once upon a time she read poetry in your smile, but now love's obituary is all that she sees between the lines. Scars. One day you'll discover someone who wants to see your scars, all of them, especially those scars that bring the deepest shame. Not to hurt you, not to manipulate you, not to humiliate you, but for no other reason than the desire to read those chapters of your story and to help you see them through fresh eyes. Invisible ink. They thought that they knew her story, that they had read every chapter, committing it to memory, and underlining every relevant passage. But what they didn't see were the tomes that she'd written in invisible ink. And so, they were citing the Cliff's Note text rather than the complete, unabridged series. Her hell. Hell for her is reliving that same pain over and again on an eternal nightmare loop. Chains. With each word that was written and every tale told, with each tear that was released and every scab healed, the chains of the past were weakened, one damned link at a time. Goodbye. I lived an infinite number of lifetimes with every one of your kisses, and died just as many deaths every time we parted. I made countless wishes every night in my dreams, and shed as many tears when I eventually said goodbye. Your favourite book. I wouldn't follow you to another world, but I'd follow you into your favourite book. And that's kind of the same thing. What she needs. When she shares her story, when she shares her pain, when she shares her fears, It's not that she wants someone to carry her burdens for her. It's that she wants, nay, needs, someone to sit in the dark with her while she takes that moment to simply catch her breath. What she needs is to be seen. What she needs is to be heard. What she needs is to matter. It's not that she wants someone to carry her burdens for her. It's that she wants, nay, needs, someone to help her repack the baggage so that it's a little easier for her to carry on. She's asking you just to be there. She's asking you to sit with her. She's begging you to listen. Deeply. Why do you feel things so deeply? They asked her. She wanted to explain that she'd turned the feelings off, that she'd cut herself off, but in the end, the numbness was just too overwhelming. Too painful in itself, for she lost it all when she tried to shut out the hurt. So, it was far better to feel it all than to feel absolutely nothing at all. But they didn't understand. They couldn't understand. So, she said nothing. Small sip. She had abstained from the chaos for what had seemed like an eternity. But today it beckoned to her, a siren's call. Come, join with me. She edged a little closer, cup in hand, eager, yet cautious. Surely, one little sip couldn't hurt. True colours. After they had revealed their true colours to her in all their putrescent ugliness, she slowly began to embrace her own true colours in all their technicolour splendour. Storms. If life had told her just one thing, it was this. You shouldn't always wait for the storms to pass to make your entrance. Sometimes, you just have to strip off and dance buck naked to the savage beat of the thunder, crowd surfing from life's grand stage. One day. And then one day she realized there were those that ridiculed her no matter what path she took, for they simply couldn't bear to see her climb out of her prison. So, she stopped. She ignored their jeers, their hatred, and their laughter. And she walked her path, following her heart, fear, her ever-loving companion. Impenetrable wings. She refashioned the knives they jammed into her back, forging them into impenetrable wings, and soaring far away from their malevolence. Shine. After they extinguished her fire, she lovingly nurtured that tiny ember that they'd overlooked, and found exciting new ways to burn bright. I'm going to finish off with one last poem. Now this one particularly comes with a trigger warning. It is about miscarriage. In the year 2000, I had my first confirmed miscarriage. I almost didn't make it out, not from the procedure itself, but the effect that it had on me. It was like a breakdown. I was at lost. I won't go into it now, but it was quite tragic. There were complications from the surgery too, so I was lucky it didn't have any lasting physical impact on me. I never really got the chance to deal with that loss or in a healthy manner. There was a lot going on and that exacerbated everything. A year on the year of the loss, I wrote a poem dedicated to the baby, but it was still too raw for me to finish that poem. On what would have been the baby's 18th birthday, I sat down and was determined to finish the poem. It helped me come to terms with that loss and the loss of the other one that I had years later. And it is my hope that it helps other people that have experienced this. My lost one, in memory. You cry. I hold you gently in my arms. You smile, a precious, knowing smile. You grab my finger tightly in your tiny hand. You laugh as I softly kiss your cheek. I hold you closer, afraid to let you go. I look down. My arms are empty. It was merely a dream. You're not here with me. You never were. I carried you under my heart, but a mother's love wasn't enough to hold you to this world. Did you feel that love that I had for you? Did you ever long to know my arms, to feel safe in a mother's embrace? There are those that say you didn't matter. I shouldn't mourn you so. But after all this time, your absence affects me profoundly. You are deeply missed, nestled forever in my heart. My sweet baby, you never had your chance. Thank you, and I'll be back with more poetry readings from Ron. Until next time.
The Story Weaver podcast intro and outro were created by my editor and tech whiz, Paul Aiken, using licensed music from Stock 20. If you would like to contact me, you can send me an email to thestoryweaverpodcast@gmail.com. Farewell for now, dear friends.